Greetings, dear friends and parishioners. Welcome again to St. Patrick's Parish Podcast. We've entered Lent. Last Wednesday, of course, was Ash Wednesday. And our readings for this year, it's year B in the cycle. First reading was Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 to 15. Psalm was Psalm 24, verses 4 to 8. The first letter of St. Peter, chapter 3, verses 18 to 22, and finally the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 12 to 15. Lent. You need Lent, and so do I. Lent is the Church's gift to us to help us prepare for Easter. I want to offer you three words or phrases to help us focus on Lent, this very special and holy time. And these words are spirit, wilderness, and the phrase wild beasts and angels. All are in the first couple of verses in the Gospel that I hope you will read. Spirit. Did you notice that it is the Spirit who drove Jesus into the wilderness? You know, hard things, tough times don't always happen because someone's out to get us. Jesus had just been baptized, that's the little passage before our Gospel, and the Spirit had hovered over him in the Jordan, and now that same Spirit drives Jesus into the desert. And why is this? Because the life and the mission of Jesus will be about confronting Satan, the evil one. The word Satan means adversary. And the book of Revelation, the very last book of the Bible, speaks of the accuser of the brethren. It's a good title for Satan. Jesus, led by the Spirit, and that is the Holy Spirit, must attack Satan's kingdom and remove the latter's control over sickness and sin and death. That is his mission, his reason for coming into the world. Wilderness is our second word. It's another word for desert, barren place. It is the place of fasting for Jesus. In comparison with Matthew and St. Luke, St. Mark's account of Jesus' time in the desert is rather short and terse. But in the desert, it is the place where there are no human comforts, no distractions. And we need the desert in our lives, the place to hear God's word. Let's face it, if we live, as we do, in a noisy world with lots of noise and lots of voices, from social media to television, from radio to newsprint, everyone's a pundit, everyone's an expert, how can God get a word in unless we stop and listen? How can we hear what is God's agenda? What would we say if someone asked you, well, what's God's plan for your life today? What's God saying to you today? Do we know how to receive that word? That's why the Church gives us Lent. Not just to fast from food and chocolate, from alcohol and biscuits, a good thing in themselves, but so that we may take time to listen, to look at our own lives and ask ourselves where we are going. Or, as Jesus puts it in the Gospel, to repent, which literally means conversion, having a new mind focused not on ourselves and but on God. Now, can I challenge you in one particular area? It's really to do with our whole parish divine renovation, this idea of bringing the parish back to mission. Isn't it strange, dear friends, that 90%, well, 89% of the people of Downconnor don't go to Mass regularly? Now, that was the May 2023 statistic, which was taken in every single parish. And yet, our Lord Jesus said, after he had consecrated the bread and wine at the Last Supper, do this in memory of me. You are obviously listening to this podcast, and perhaps maybe you were at Mass itself when I preached, but you probably know others who've drifted, and I would say that, drifted into lapsation. Could you make an invitation to them this Lent? yes, you probably will be rebutted and somebody might make a joke of your very suggestion. But, you know, it has been proven that most people who are lapsed somewhere deep down have the intention to get back, to get back. Let's make it sooner rather than later. And if we have been away from Mass or we go only occasionally, maybe the best Lent we can make is to get back to Mass. And don't forget to go to confession first before you receive communion. Wild beasts and angels, the third phrase that I want to use. God told Noah, again the book of Genesis, that he was establishing a new covenant with every living creature after the flood. In God's covenant, in the great divine plan, there is harmony and peace. In other words, angels and wild beasts together. Or as the prophet Isaiah told us in one of the Christmas readings, the wolf shall lie down with the lamb. And the sign of the covenant, the rainbow, marks the beauty of God's plan. Jesus can live in the desert and be accompanied by the wild beasts. But he's also the one who, surrounded by the angels, continues to bring God's covenant to mankind. The one whom even the wild beasts recognize as the Lion of Judah and the Lamb of God. How do we resist? How do we fight against Satan? We do so with spiritual weapons. The weapons of the Christian are not tanks and bombs and guns. Listen to the prayer of the Mass for last Ash Wednesday. It's very striking. Grant, O Lord, that we may begin with holy fasting this campaign of Christian service, so that as we take up battle against spiritual evils, we may be armed with weapons of self-restraint. Now, that's not the language of being peace, PC, nicey-nicey. It's not the language of soft Christians. Now, when you and I deny ourselves, brothers and sisters, during this holy season, and the church leaves it to each individual, when we give up those little luxuries for a few short weeks, when we give our sacrifices to the poor through Troker or St. Vincent de Paul, when we make an effort maybe to get to Mass or spend time in prayer or read the Bible a bit, we are fighting with spiritual weapons. And then we are servants of Mary, who said yes to the plan of God at the beginning of salvation story at the Annunciation, and not slaves of Satan. I need Lent, and so do you. May you have a great Lent. Thank you, dear friends, for listening to these reflections, and I pray that you will indeed have a good Lent in the weeks that lie ahead. God bless you.